T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's just put the rat on the table, Coop.
Steiny.
The thought, I die alone. I laugh the loudest today.
Yeah!
And Guru.
Hell yeah! So I go, who paid for me? She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
I got a question for you guys. Was Jimmy Garoppolo good enough on Saturday, or is he going to have to be better for the 49ers to win it all?
That's phenomenal, and I got an easy answer. He's going to have to be better, but this defense is so great, and I'm using 2 G's, Monte, this morning. Tony the Tiger, great, that his pedestrian afternoon was okay, but he's going to have to take it up a couple notches if this team's going to win the Super Bowl. That's all.
He's
going to
be fine against Green Bay. He's going to light them up. I'm not worried about Jimmy Garoppolo. He did what he had to do Saturday afternoon against one of the toughest defenses in the NFL. Shanahan did a great job of reading the game, seeing how the game flowed, ran the damn football down their throats, and got out of there. 6 pass attempts. Jimmy G is going to be fine on Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. There's no doubt in my mind. Does he need to play better? No doubt. Will he play better? No doubt in my mind.
How can you say that?
Looking at the Green Bay Packers.
I love you guys.
Looking at the Green Bay Packers and the way they play defense and some of the matchups the Niners will have. Minnesota's really tough against tight ends. Green Bay is one of the worst teams against tight ends. I think Emmanuel Sanders and Deebo Samuel will have advantages. Jair Alexander for the Green Bay Packers, very good corner. Kevin King's a good corner. But they're not physical. They can't match the Niners' physicality. And the play-action pass this Sunday is going to cook and dissect the Green Bay Packers. Garoppolo, look, he got his first playoff start out the way. He didn't look nervous to me, because if he was nervous, he wouldn't have gone 5 or 6 on an opening drive. He made some big-time throws in that game. The 3rd and 12 to Deebo Samuel, stepping back in the pocket, holding on to the football. He was good enough Saturday. I think he'll be good enough Sunday.
You think? Here's what I wonder is, he threw 6 passes in the second half. Do you think that was Kyle Shanahan saying, well, he doesn't have to throw because we can run the ball left and right? Or do you think it's that, well, we should really redouble our efforts to run the ball, because I'm not crazy about the way he's playing or played in that first half? The last pass of the first half got picked off. What do you think Shanahan was thinking at halftime?
That his quarterback could get it done, and his quarterback that led him to a number one seed. And for all the people out there, the experts, I think that's an insult if you think Kyle Shanahan at halftime lost all confidence of Jimmy Garoppolo because of an interception. In my world, let's put the rat on the table. The rat on the table, Matt Steinmetz, is Steve Young, the ghost of Steve Young, and Joe Montana. Niner fans are spoiled. They want to win the game, but they also want the quarterback to go Patrick Mahomes. And I believe, real quick about Saturday afternoon, the reason they ran the ball, they were successful, and Jimmy avoided disaster, but when his ankle got rolled up on Bonte, and to me, that's why the coach, offensive coordinator, called this many runs in a row. It wasn't because they lost trust in Jimmy in one half of his first playoff game. That's just me.
Yeah, no, they didn't lose trust in Jimmy Garoppolo. They read the game. The game was, okay, let's shorten the game. Can we run the football on Minnesota? You heard Shanahan yesterday in his presser. You heard him Saturday afternoon saying, we want to get to 30 rushes. If we can get to 30 rushes, that's how we will know we are controlling this football game. They got up to 47 rushes. We forget that Shanahan, Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, they love to run the football. They love balance. They love being 55-45, 50-50, whatever the case may be. But they love balance. And they got the right balance, and they said, you know what? Let's just continue to run the football. Let's continue to run the clock. Our defense is doing a great job. Let's make sure they're rested. Let's continue to run. So there's no trust lost in Jimmy Garoppolo. he's going to be fine. I think Shanahan read the game right. And Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be okay. There's no doubt. Look, again, Minnesota gets paid. Their defenders get paid. Mike Zimmer gets paid. He's one of the great defensive minds in today's game. They're going to make life difficult for quarterbacks. That's just what the Vikings do.
From the 408, he played fine against Minnesota. In fact, he does not need to play better. Outside of the pick, he was reading the cover two, cover three zones perfectly with those throws to Bourne, Kittle. They'll be more open than they were last week. Jimmy just needs to bring the same mentality, deliver football. Kyle will take care of the rest. So I'm not really sure where I come down. I mean, if I were a 49er fan, I don't think I'd be worried about Jimmy Garoppolo because they have so many other things going for him too. I just think if we take a look at that game on Saturday and you look and ask yourself, who delivered a championship performance? Who would you say maybe didn't in that game? I would say maybe the special teams. They've got to button things up a little better. And maybe Jimmy G could step up a little bit. Outside of that, I thought it was an incredible performance. I'm not saying he cannot get it done. That's not at all what I'm saying. But I'm wondering if, to the people out there that are still skeptics and critics, I think they're going to say, in a way, that game really doesn't count for his first win.
Well, that's not fair.
Why wouldn't it count?
Yeah, that's not
fair. Why would those idiots say that?
Well, because
you got to be an idiot to say something like that.
Well, because they would say he didn't play well and they won in spite of him.
Steiny, do you give it? It sounds like you guys may not give any credence to my assertion about Steve Young and Joe Montana.
I actually don't buy that.
Like, he threw for 131, but they wanted to be 331. I mean, how can you not be satisfied? So I guess it is two scoreboards then. Because the Niners won 27-10, and if people are saying Jimmy didn't, you know, have his A game, it's all about his individual stats, and that's unfair, Bonte. But let's keep it real. Steve Young and Joe Montana have set the bar high, and maybe Niner fans
are... What does a 25-year-old know about Steve Young or Joe Montana? What could they possibly know about
him? The same 25-year-old that may not be satisfied with Jimmy Garoppolo's performance.
Well, then that's not being in the specter of Young and Montana. I think that's overblown, to tell you the truth.
I actually do, too. I think people have moved on.
So where is this coming from?
It's just coming from...
Just what have you done for me lately?
Right. It's a lazy take, in my opinion, when people say, oh, well, the expectations here is Joe Montana and Steve Young. Well, after Steve Young, there's been a lot of bad quarterbacks here. You want me to go on the list? J.T. O'Sullivan, Gio Carbazzi, Sean Hill, Cody Pickett, Trent Dilfer, Alex Smith, Troy Smith.
Miller.
I could go on and on and on about the bad quarterback play. Get Steve Young and Joe Montana out of your mind. They're Hall of Famers. To compare this guy who just played his first full season to Hall of Fame quarterbacks is absolutely asinine, in my opinion. It's just compared to Alex Smith. How's he compared to Alex Smith? He's a lot better than Smith because he takes chances.
888-957-9570. I want to get into Jimmy Garoppolo today and his game Saturday and how you think he's going to fare on Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. Did Garoppolo do enough? Was he good enough? See, I actually think he might not have to play much better than he did on Saturday. And I'm not saying he was terrible. He was fine. He threw one pick, cost him 3 points. It happens. But I think if the 49ers do things exactly their way, this is kind of going to be the game they want him to have. They'd like to have it again next week if they can run the ball for almost 200 yards. So they're not really asking Garoppolo to score 4 or 5 touchdowns a game by himself with his arm. And so I think the 49ers right now I think what could happen, and it's probably going to be unfair, but if let's say the 49ers win the next two games in a similar fashion that they did against Minnesota, 24-10, 23-10, and they win it all, I think people are going to talk about Garoppolo like we talk about the quarterbacks who didn't win Super Bowls. Who did win Super Bowls who weren't stars. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, if he puts together three games, If he puts together three identical games to what he did Saturday, and the 49ers win the championship, and let's say they give up 30 total points in three games, you don't think there'll be people out there saying, "Ah, you just pulled a Brad Johnson, you just pulled a Trent Dilfer."
Yeah, and they'll call that, Bonte, well, we hear it, a game manager. And that has a bad connotation when you talk about quarterbacks.
Let me ask you this real quick, Gu. Well,
yeah, go ahead, man.
Stidey. Was Tom Brady a game manager when the Patriots won their first Super Bowl?
Yes, sir.
Was Ben Roethlisberger a game manager his first Super Bowl?
Correct.
So what's wrong with being a game manager and winning the Super Bowl? Those quarterbacks turned out to be fine. You gotta remember, this guy's a young quarterback in terms of playing experience. Big Ben and Tom Brady were young quarterbacks in terms of experience. 3-4 years later, they're able to do a little bit more because they see the defenses. They can throw the ball. They're a little more confident. Jimmy hasn't gotten there yet, but for a first full season, to help this team get to the NFC Championship, what are we really doing here? Why are fans really complaining about the quarterback when you saw him during the gauntlet against the Saints, Packers, and Ravens? How'd he look then?
You know, I guess that led him to wanting that on the biggest stage.
Well, let's be clear.
Seattle, too.
Let's be clear about what people are saying and what okay, so you use the word complaining.
Right.
See, I don't think 49er fans – I don't think that's the right word. Because I think 49 – I don't think 49er fans are complaining.
Is it nitpicking?
But I think it's nitpicking from the national media more than anything. I think most 49er fans – who have watched Jimmy Garoppolo play all season are very comfortable with him. And haven't seen him play 16 games, let's put it this way. I don't think he's going to be the reason the 49ers get beat if they get beat.
I'm with you.
What I will say, though, is clearly there's some people outside of the Bay Area who look at the 49ers and say their defense is unbelievable. They can run the hell out of the ball. They have a perfect possession-type tight end. So they don't need Jimmy Garoppolo to do what other quarterbacks do. And on top of it, here's the other thing I was thinking is we talk a lot about first playoff games. How's a guy going to look in his first playoff game? Just because we all acknowledge that's a little bit different. And I'm just saying, to me, Jimmy Garoppolo looked fine.
Right.
You know, I don't want to say he looked rattled, but I think he was off his game right after he got the ankle rolled on for, you know, a few plays, maybe a series or so. Again, not that big a deal. But what I do think, there will be people who look at last week's game and say, that wasn't a great performance in his first playoff game. And so, because it's easy to say, I can say he's going to have to still prove it to me.
Yeah, no doubt. And Stani Bonte,
and I'm characterizing others
because
right
it's out there. And let's just say you two didn't watch the game and you asked, "Hey, how'd the quarterback do?" I said, "You know what? The quarterback was 11 of 19, 131 yards, a touchdown and a pick." There's no way in the world, high school, college, you would say that was a great performance, but with those stats. And I'm going to say this and keep it real. I think this all stems from greed. The fans want to win the game, and then you watch Mahomes and quarterbacks putting up numbers like that. That's not reality. I'm not saying Jimmy can't be Mahomes, Steiny, but I think fans want to win it and also have their quarterback throw for umpteen yards and three touchdowns. That's not reality. But I will say this, the national narrative of 11 of 19, 131, one pick and one touchdown, I can give, forget Garoppolo, I can't give you anything higher than a C, Steiny.
Well, it's funny. You look at Eli Manning's first Super Bowl run. He didn't throw for more than 255 yards in a game. 185, 163, 251, 255. You want to look at Ben Roethlisberger? Look at his first Super Bowl run. 208 yards, 197, 275. He was 9 for 21 for 123 yards and two interceptions in the Super Bowl.
Dallas.
You think there's any Pittsburgh Steeler fan complaining about the way they won that Super Bowl?
They shouldn't.
They're not. So if anybody wants to nitpick about a win, a 17-point win over the Vikings team that scared the living daylights out of a lot of people because they beat the New Orleans Saints, then go ahead and nitpick, man. I can't help you there. But Jimmy Garoppolo, I believe, Stidey, you asked me, I think he's going to be fine this Sunday.
650, just go on Twitter. People are complaining about Jimmy, that he's a game manager and that he's not Steve or Joe. In my mind, I'd rather not have any other quarterback right now leading this team to the Super Bowl. Again, I find it hard to believe that 49er fans.
They're out there,
Steiny. This guy.
They're out there, Steiny. I deal with them every postgame.
But I mean,
they're
I
out
get,
there.
I get fans of other teams. But really, they're 49er
fans. There's 49er
fans
out there.
He ain't getting it
done. Real,
there's 49er fans. I did the show with Butcher Boy. I did the show with Butcher Boy Saturday. He was saying the same thing. He was getting on Garoppolo. I mean, it was like, whoa. Whoa was me. Like, this guy just played his first playoff game with five to six on the opening drive, completed some clutch third down throws on the third possession. All he was asked to throw the ball six times. And they won by 17 points by beating up a physical Minnesota Vikings team.
His first playoff game. Undefeated.
First playoff game.
But, Steiny, you said 25-year-olds aren't watching or they don't care about Joe and Steve. I'll tell you who does. The 35 to 45 and the 55-year-olds. And when you turn on the TV, that's
hey,
who
Guru,
fit the desk
I'm
talking.
I'm 37. I don't give a damn about Steve or Joe right now.
And I'm gonna
I
say
care
this,
about Jimmy G.
Real quick.
This is Jimmy G's time. Steve and Joe are God.
But their numbers aren't.
Okay.
And the things that they did.
That was 25 years ago.
When did Young play last?
94.
99, 98, 99.
He got a Super Bowl.
When he got hit by Lawrence Phillips.
If you're 35 years old, you barely remember Steve Young.
I mean, I remember Steve Young. I'm 37. I remember a lot of Steve Young, but I was 12 years old. 12 years old when he won the Super Bowl.
We talked yesterday. The word came up, die hard. How hard you love. And, Bonte, you talked about how phenomenal Jimmy was in New Orleans. But it seems like Drake, fake love, if, okay, he goes out here and has a pedestrian first playoff game, that you forget that he was throwing the pigskin all around the yard against the Saints. It can't weeble wobble. I mean, if you know the guy can do it, and he has showed us numerous occasions, why is it fake or sometimey? That's kind of fraudulent to me.
You look at the way the 49ers play offensive football. What have they done all year for the most part? Control the line of scrimmage, run the football, and run the clock. That's their formula. That is their formula. Their formula is not play a fantasy football. Hey, Garoppolo, throw the ball 45 times a game, and let's go throw it for 350 yards or three touchdowns. That will lose you football games. Look at all the teams that are throwing for 40 or more times. They're sitting at home watching the 49ers run the ball up teams' throats. That's not the formula for Shanahan, and right now that's not the formula for Garoppolo to have success. You want him throwing the ball anywhere from 20 to 32 times. We've said that all season.
You want me to play devil's advocate?
Because
I do it pretty well.
Yeah, you do.
Kirk Cousins had a better passer rating than Garoppolo on Saturday.
That's all you
so
need
that
to
would,
say.
That's going to make it easy for people to say he's got to. That ain't going to get it done. And that game was won by everybody else but Garoppolo. It's going to make it easy for people to say.
And
that.
How about this? Another rat. The fact that they ran it, what was it? How many times?
47 times.
No, in a row. Was
it 12 times.
Did that make Jimmy look, regardless the reason, do you think that looked bad? Like,
what?
Because
you ran the ball. You took a team's will. You took a team's will.
I get that, but I'm wondering if some people looked at that as if what Steiny started the show with, Shanny lost confidence in Jimmy. I don't believe that to be the case.
No, I didn't say lost confidence. All I was thinking was, the last pass before halftime was a pick. They go get a field goal. It's 14-10. It's not necessarily, Jimmy's shaky. It's, you know what? Let's get back to running the football. We have the ball first in the second half. It's our bread and butter. And the other thing is they just started, they were never in a third down.
Right.
They would rush the ball one time, they'd get six.
Yep.
Then they were like, all right, let's run it again. They got five, first down. Let's run it again. They get seven. Well, let's run it again. Another first down.
Exactly.
It's like, it wasn't like they got two, then they got four, and then they got another four. It was, they were just big, big. It would have been, I mean, honestly, to me, it would have been delinquent of Shanahan to throw the ball, even if Mahomes were his quarterback in a situation
like that. Thank you.
Now, he's going to have to throw it, obviously, at some point.
He will have to throw it.
But I don't think Saturday was the time.
He's going to have to throw it.
I think he's going to have to throw it.
You know how demoralizing?
You would think.
You know how demoralizing it is for the Minnesota Vikings to have a team line up in I formation and ram it down your throats 12 straight times? That is demoralizing and more disrespectful to a football team than saying, hey, let me drop back and throw the ball all over the yard because fluke things can happen in a passing game. To run it down and say, we're running the ball right here. Can you stop
gashing
it?
You.
I mean, what's wrong with that? I love those type of games.
Steiny, and I'm not being a smartass. I really want to know the answer to this question because the text just prompted this for me. So the other, last week you talked about Steph Curry.
I looked at the text line.
And luring a free agent. But Steph Curry and all that he's done for this Warrior franchise could be intimidating to somebody down the line coming to the Warriors. And the 831 just asked a simple text and a question, and I like it. What's wrong with comparing Jimmy to the best quarterback that have played for this franchise?
That's not fair. It's not fair to Jimmy Garoppolo. It's just not. He's played one playoff game. I mean, like, we can compare Jeff Garcia. Well, we can compare Jeff Garcia now to Young in Montana. And you know what? We'll say, well, clearly he wasn't Young or Montana, but he's pretty good. He was pretty good. But I don't think it's fair to compare Garoppolo to those guys now. I just don't.
Nah, that's
here are their 12 straight runs. This is incredible. Four. This is how many yards they got in the 12 straight runs. Four. Six, that's a first down. Six, seven, that's another first down. Four, 11, that's another first down. Then a two-yard run, that got him to TD, and they ran again 6-3. And then they got a no-gainer on the 12th
55
run.
Yards.
Let's go to Devin in San Mateo. Get us started. What's going on, Devin? How you doing?
What's happening, fellas? First thing I want to say is, what color flip flops Guru got on right now?
Finish your thought. But if I had him on, like Montez, shaking his head. White, go ahead.
He's shaking his head, Devin.
Because you guys, I don't know which end zone that y'all in. You guys are so middle of the field when it comes to Garoppolo. One day he's good, one day he's bad. Y'all gave him C's yesterday and got the whole ire up at the Bay Area calling you in and calling you out for giving him C's. But then out today, you're trying to sing his praises like, oh, well, he ain't that bad. He all right. He doing what he got to do. And it just sounds like y'all just all over the place.
Well, hold on. Let me help you out.
You don't.
Hey, this is our Devin. This is our Devin.
I'm not overreacting to one game.
Yes,
and hold on real quick.
I am Devin.
A C is not an F. And 11 of 19 for 131, one touchdown and one pick, a C is fair. But I'm not forgetting the 16 games that he balled out in. So don't act like I came in here condemning Jimmy and said he sucked on Saturday. I didn't say that. I have perspective, and that's what I'm saying it now. So miss me with calling me like I'm dissing Jimmy and trying to defend him now. I'm in the middle, and that's how he's played.
That's exactly what I said. You said you in the middle, but he ain't playing like he in the middle. Look at the record. These dudes ain't passing the ball to himself. Who got the ball most of the time? Jimmy Garoppolo does. So anything good that comes off of that field, he's touching it first, and he's the facilitator of it, whether it's shaking guys in the pocket or it's making the short pass over the top or it's handing off the ball 40-something times. Whatever it is, it's going to be Jimmy G. You can't be giving – I went home and I asked my dad – listen what the dude said on the radio. They gave boy a C. What would you give him? He said, I give him an A-. And my dad older than all y'all. Football than all a. y'all. All right?
Bonte gave him a C-.
I gave him a C-. I gave him a C-. But, again, I understand the game. I'm not ripping Jimmy G for that performance at all. I just, you asked me for a grade. I give him a grade. I'm not going to give him an A. I can't give him an A.
All right. Well, now that I'm calmed down, let me ask you this. When are we going back to the bar, fellas?
That's a good question.
We're working
the 7th.
We got something on February 7th. We're working on something for later in the week, so stay tuned, my man. And thanks for coming out on Friday.
For sure. Thanks for having the place to come out. I had me a great time.
Absolutely. That's Devin. He was at the San Francisco Athletic Club sampling the Gold Bar whiskey.
But his dad, come on.
Specific whiskey made just for the faithful.
How can you give him an A? And we're not being Homer. We don't do Homer, right? You can't give Jimmy an A.
You could say... I'm getting,
can't do it.
If you could say
you won the game,
that's
I
right.
shouldn't have given him a grade. I just because I shouldn't even have done
it. Down? No, you gave him a grade. Given,
look, I'm just looking at Steve Young's first playoff game.
Give it to
it me. Wasn't great. 20 of 30 against the Redskins. 227 yards, two touchdowns, and a pick. Lost the next week in Dallas, throwing 35 times at 300 yards. The next year against Dallas, he threw it 45 times in the NFC Championship, and the Niners got blown out by 17 points. You just try to win football games. This isn't college where you need style points to win in the playoffs. It's win in advance. Survive in advance. and look at Tannehill. Has a guy even thrown for 200 yards yet? Seriously, has he thrown for 200 yards yet? All Tennessee's done is gone to Foxborough and Baltimore.
He has. I'm going to say something,
in two games he has.
I'm going to say something, and you might not it.
He's still under 200 in two games?
Under 202 games.
You got to include the last game of the year. It's three games.
He's under. Simon, you're doing a great job.
I disagree.
88 yards last week, 72 yards passing. Where's Tennessee at? They're going to Arrowhead Stadium.
At the end of the day, I don't think Jimmy's ever going to get a fair shake.
Well,
it's always going to be he never could do enough. And if you're style pointing this win, I mean, how unfair is it to him?
How about this one? You think Jimmy G cares? You think that team cares right now in Santa Clara how they won that title?
Hell no.
Nope. So I don't.
Damn,
I'm not
going to
say after the first game he's never going to get his credit. I mean, let's wait and let's let it play out, as the great Chris Townsend once said. Maybe he'll throw for 400. Maybe they'll need him to throw for 400 yards Saturday, and maybe he gets it done.
Or the Super Bowl.
Who knows? Who knows? But let's put the rat on the table. Robbie Gould only made two field goals. Longest was 35 yards. Why didn't he do more? The kickoffs, too, from Wisnowski.
They've been bad all year.
Jesus.
They've been a little suspect all year. He had the one in Seattle where he gave him good field position, and they went down and scored. He's got to get better on those kickoffs, man.
All right, here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Whole Foods Markets. I see a jammed-up phone line right now. Phone lines. So we're going to get to your calls, talking about Jimmy G getting inside and talking about what he's got to do to help the 49ers win a Super Bowl. Does he have to play better? Does he have to play a lot better? Or is that going to be good enough with the team around him? That's all sponsored by Whole Foods Markets.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, this segment brought to you by Supermicro. Supermicro is one of the leading suppliers of server and storage systems worldwide, celebrating 26 years of growth and green computing innovation powered by Intel. Learn more at supermicro.com/wekeepitITgreen. Supermicro.com, we keep IT green. Supermicro.com, we keep IT green. I think I got it right two out of three times there.
Diamond, you're doing a great job. Green.
Thank you.
Green,
thank
like
you
your coach, Donnie. You got a little swag going today.
Thank you, Guru.
Olive green. Olive green's a good color. Olive green's a good color.
You know, like, fake love from Drake.
I like olive green. I like forest green.
Swagalicious.
By the way,
I like money green. Get that.
We're talking about the San Francisco 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo. Talking about his first playoff game and what you thought of his performance and what's in store for him on Sunday. Does he need to be better? Do you think the 49ers are going to ask him to do more on Sunday? They might not have to. They might not have to ask him to do more this particular Sunday. We'll see.
Feels great, baby.
Let's go. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so what are people clamoring for? Each game is its own personality. We know that. Why isn't this enough? Why? Somebody's doing it. It's not us. It's nationally. And again, I know you guys disagree. It's Steve Young. It's Joe Montana. They set the bar. And Niner fans, Bonte, like it or not, are spoiled. And they want to win. And not only a win, they want the quarterback to go Y.A. Tittle. That's what it is.
I mean, Joe Montana won. Okay, you want to live up to Joe Montana, good luck. He has four Super Bowl rings, a slew of Super Bowl MVPs, and didn't lose in the big game. Now, Steve Young had a lot of failures in the playoffs. A lot. I mean, games where it was just like, Steve, where's your body language? Steve, where's your head at? Steve, what's going on right now? Steve Young, don't forget, Steve Young had a lot of playoff failures, and he got the one championship in which, let's be honest, that Niners team was an absolute dream team. All right? Deion, Richard Ditt, who got hurt, Charles Mann, Bryant Young, Ken Norton Jr. I mean, they had Ricky Jackson coming off the edge. They were loaded, loaded. So don't give me the Steve Young stuff. Let Jimmy Garoppolo be his old guy. His first full season on a team that was expected to do nothing. Nothing.
I'm looking at Joe Montana's stats. 23 playoff games, 16-7. But this is interesting to me. 45 touchdowns, 21 picks. That's okay. That's not great. 23 games, 45 touchdowns. It's not even two a game. And 21 interceptions. It's not. It's a 2-to-1 ratio. It's okay.
His first Super Bowl, 14-22, 157 yards and a touchdown.
Let's give Joe credit. That it was harder to throw than it's ever been compared to now. It's like 7-on-7 in regard to, you know, how they call the game.
Joe had some sneakers, but Joe was also really, really good.
No doubt.
Hit a big one. Steve Young had some sneakers. I mean, the guy went 13-65 off the top of my head against the Green Bay Packers when they lost him against the Green Bay Packers in 95.
He had the monkey on. It was a gorilla.
It was a gorilla on his back. He got one Super Bowl. There's a lot of playoff failures for Steve Young. Losing at Green Bay, couldn't beat Brett Favre. Lost to Green Bay in the NFC Championship.
Dallas got him a couple
Dallas
times.
Dallas got him a couple years, and then they had to bring in Deion Sanders. Let Jimmy G be Jimmy G. His first, what's his record as a Niners quarterback? Is it 20-5 now? 20-5? I mean, come on.
It's something that I've lost track of because it's so good. At this
All he
point.
Does is win games. All he does is help this team win football games.
I'm looking at Trent Dilfer's numbers. From the 2000 Super Bowl, he went 4-0, obviously. A completion percentage, 48%, 35 for 73. Three touchdowns and a pick. Wow. So he only threw one pick in four games. That's big. And then he averaged 147 yards a game.
Yeah. And that's why they call him a game. I mean, those aren't lighting the world on fire. It works, Donnie, but damn, those...
Look at Phil Simms' run, his first Super Bowl run. Because I think Jimmy Garoppolo needs to be more like Phil Simms did Steve Young, Joe Montana, or any of these other prolific quarterbacks. Because you think about the formula the New York Giants had under Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick, strong defense, run the football,
Phil was good,
control
man.
The clock, and be efficient. Well, Phil Simms' first Super Bowl run, first game they beat the Niners 49-3. Guess what his numbers were? 9-19, 136 yards before touchdown passes. Not a lot of yards, right? NFC Championship game that year. Giants beat the Redskins 17-0. Phil Simms, 7-14. One touchdown. He threw for 90 yards. 90. And then in the Super Bowl, when they said, you know what, Phil?
That's before social media. Yeah,
before the Super Bowl. During the Super Bowl, they said, you know what, Phil? Parcells and Belichick, we need you to throw the ball a little bit more. What does he do? 22-25, 268 yards, three touchdowns. Just beat Phil Simms. Just be Phil Simms and don't mess it up. That's all I need from Jimmy Garoppolo. Do not turn the ball over.
See, I wouldn't call Phil Simms a game manager. I think he's I thought, and you know what? It's unfair, but game manager has the reputation it has.
Right. Yeah.
It has the perception it has. And since it does, and we're going to use that term, like I think Phil Simms is definitely a notch up from a game manager.
No doubt.
I do too.
No doubt.
But your point is, he started out very average, and by the time, 6-4 in the postseason?
Right,
I'm looking
four.
At him. You know, by the time he's played 8, 9, 10 playoff games, guess what? He's better than a game manager.
10 touchdown passes, 6 picks in his playoff career, Stoney. Basically, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You just play with the game plan, right? Whatever the game plan is, we're going to execute that game plan. If it calls for us running the ball today, we're going to run the football. If we need to pass today, we're going to pass. And that's what Jimmy Garoppolo has done all season, fellas. When it's time to run, they run the football. Hey, if you need to go down to the Superdome and air it out, he's capable of airing it out, man.
So that's what puzzles me is why it seems like fans are forgetting those games where he lit the world on fire. I mean, judge this guy on the totality of his performances, not just react to one playoff game where obviously the other team could not stop the run, Steiny, and they ran. I don't get it. I'm a bit puzzled. And again, here he goes Sunday, NFC Championship. If they win, how could you even dissect how we played? Because it was good enough to get the dub.
Mike in San Francisco. What's going on, Mike? How you doing? What do you got?
Pretty good, man. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know what? I think the deal is, and this is not a knock on Jimmy G, but I think the Niners are so strong, like, all around. And I think if you have to look at any, like, the weakest link, it would be Jimmy G. And it's not a knock on. It's just a testament to how strong the Niners are. And I think come Sunday, he's going to have to play a little bit better. Not saying he played bad, but I think Green Bay will probably try to focus and take away the run and force Jimmy to beat him, you know, through the air. But it's not a knock on Jimmy, man. I think it's just the Niners are just so strong all around. You know what I mean? So I think Jimmy G, from lack of experience, is probably, I would say, the weakest link, but that is not in a bad way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, the other thing is you look at the Niners, it's like, okay, the defensive line is great. Even though it's young, it's still great. Yeah. They run the ball great. Kittle and Sanders have been good. Deebo Samuel is coming on. The defensive backs have stepped up. There's no doubt about it. You're right. It's not a knock. Words are huge, though. If you say weakest link, that's going to rub people the wrong way.
Right.
I do think there's something to be said for quarterback being the most important position, and Jimmy G's only got one playoff game through no fault of his own. Like, that is a legitimate, that's a fair statement. He's played one playoff game. Rodgers has played, what, probably 15?
Right.
He's coming in here.
Played a lot.
And so it only makes sense that if you think Jimmy Garoppolo, forget how good he is or not, just think of the fact that he's only played one playoff game. Well, you know what? For my guy who's going into the postseason for the first time, we're going to try to help him out. We're going to try to run the ball. All right, we're not going to put him in tough positions. And I'm sure that's the way Belichick thought of Brady in his first year of going deep into the playoffs. You got to kind of smell the situation and see what you got to do.
No doubt.
Let's go to Moose in San Jose. What's up, Moose? How you doing, man?
That's funny, Steiny. You brought up exactly my point. I was just getting ready to call in for is, I hate to compare him to Tom Brady, but look at Tom in his early years, 2003. The guy wasn't throwing for 250 plus a game. I mean, he may have in some games, but that wasn't what you asked him to do. You asked him to go out there, don't make mistakes. Now, I've called in week in and week out, and I've been a big, not a Jimmy hater, but I have high standards for my quarterbacks in San Francisco just based on what we've had in the past. The guy really has proven to me he can win games. I don't need him to throw 300 plus a game. I need him to win games right here, right now. Hey, maybe in 2 or 3 years when this team morphs a bit, they maybe get a little more skilled players on offense. Maybe he does start throwing for 300 plus a game and becomes the gaudy stat quarterback that we'd like to see as Niner fans. For now, we're winning games. I'm happy with that. Let's go all the way. Bang, bang, Niner game.
Thanks a lot for the call, Moose. Appreciate it. Let's go to Danker, our main man, Danker. What's going on, man? What do you got?
What up, guys? What up, BSG?
Hey.
I was chilling until I heard people were hating on you guys because I've never heard this. Like, this is the thing, and I said it before, I can't even compare Jimmy to Jimmy. And if we're comparing Jimmy to Joe, Joe had 16 picks his first season. Jimmy had 13. I mean, we're upset about a dominant win. I remember being at the New York Giants win when we barely scraped by with Jeff Garcia because the Giants were gassed and we went no huddle. That was pathetic. We are in we're in autopilot essentially. And Jimmy, again, what if Montana came out off a leg injury like Jimmy did? This is Jimmy's like first year, first full season, and like the last caller said, you know, he's going to grow, he's going to progress, and this team is so young. This team actually reminds me a little bit of the Vegas Knights, the way they're just killing it with defense, and they're just turning the league on its head out of nowhere. It's almost like a franchise startup, but. Yeah, guys, Jimmy, he deserves a lot of credit, and I've been hard on him. But at the same time, I think, you know, people, you know, they're just looking for a problem because we're the precipice of something great. So it's a good time to be a Niner fan, and Jimmy's going to only get better. I trust him now.
Thanks, Danker. Appreciate the call. When you look at the 49ers and you kind of break down the lines, the running backs, I mean, where – what's the biggest – okay, let's say we have
unknown
running backs, quarterbacks, tight ends and wide receivers. We'll throw them all together. Offensive line, defensive line, linebackers, secondary. What's the 49ers of those categories? What are they – what would you rank as – how would you rank them? You know what I'm saying?
The strongest to the weakest.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow, Jimmy would be closer – because of the unknown, not that he's been bad, Bonte.
Closer to the weakest?
Yeah, well, not weakest.
Well, to the bottom.
Because
I mean, you could say the defensive line is number one, at least right now.
Running game is two.
Running game would be two.
Could be the linebacker core.
Oh, okay, well, that put that
secondary's
right.
Better.
Okay,
offensive line is probably closer to the offensive line, which.
which to me is a good thing. If you're saying that
right.
Jimmy G and the it's offensive line are the weakest leagues,
yeah.
then I'm saying if those are my weakest leagues, then I'm in business.
Hello,
exactly.
I'm in business. 13-3, number one seed.
And that's the thing. That's
Hello?
Why, you know, we can talk about will he have to play better, I guess. But I do believe, I mean, there's only two games left in the season, maybe.
Yep.
I could certainly see the 49ers winning Sunday. And Garoppolo basically has the same kind of game.
Right.
I can completely see that. So now they get to the Super Bowl. I mean, they just got to win a game. It doesn't even matter how.
But, Bonte, you talked about this, and I got to check myself. Because I'm over here wondering, why is this happening after one playoff game? You know what? I just checked myself. It's not. You've pointed it out. This has been happening all season to yep. Jimmy. He can do no wrong. Yep. He can do no right. He doesn't get the credit. So this isn't about the playoff game, Steiny. It's about Jimmy in general. And basically, what I've learned this morning is it's followed him into the playoffs.
I mean, the Niners beat the Packers 37-8. We had a caller from Oakland. I forget his name. Caller from Oakland did pick every freaking throw in a 37-8 game. And I said, this guy just can't win. This guy can win a Lombardi trophy, an MVP, and people are still going to nitpick. Like the last caller said, Moose, dude's coming off a torn ACL. A torn ACL. And has gotten better every single week. Every single week. And then you want to throw another quarterback out there? The 85 Bears, we all know for that great defense, and Buddy Ryan and the 46 defense. Jim McMahon didn't have to be great. You think he's out? You think people in Chicago are ripping Jim McMahon? You think they're ripping him for that run? All he had to do is not turn the ball over. And that's all Jimmy G has to do this year. Don't turn the football over, and the Niners are going to win more games than they're going to lose. That's for damn sure.
And I wonder, Stoddy, real quick, does it stem from him getting the contract and the way he got paid maybe before people?
I think that's some of it.
You know,
yeah,
like
for sure.
People aren't forgetting that. It's like he's living up to that contract, Bonte. I don't get it. I don't understand it. You're two games away, like Steiny said, from being Super Bowl champs. But this is not brand new. It's followed him all season long. It's almost unfair. I'm just keeping it real.
There's something to that. There's no doubt about it. He's making $20-plus million. So that game he had Saturday, it's probably not good enough for some people. And it's, look, it was. How hard,
right.
but okay, so basically Cousins and Garoppolo are both $20-plus million quarterbacks, and neither of them were really good on Saturday. Or let's say they essentially played the same. I do think there's people I just think it's easy to use the contract and to say, he's not a $25 million quarterback. Well, you know what? You're right if you're basing it on stats.
Right.
He's probably not. But he's also maybe the exact right kind of quarterback that this team needs. Coming up at 11, we got Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group, talking 49ers with him. Then at 12:30, we got Steve Weisch of the NFL Network. He was at the 49ers-Vikings game on Saturday. And we're going to talk to those guys a little bit later in the show. Let's go to Sam in Alameda. Sam in Alameda, what's up, man?
Fellas, what's up? How y'all doing this morning?
Hey.
I just got a couple things to say. One is that Jimmy Garoppolo, what he does best to me is he executes the game plan. And it's evident throughout the whole season when the game deviates from the game plan, he's poised, and he brings us back to where we need to be. We haven't got blown out of any game. We've been in every game that we've won or lost. And, again, the best thing about Jimmy G is that, you know, whenever he does make a mistake, if you look at it, he comes back better, you know. And secondly, I was going to say, Guru, my dad is waiting for you outside. Because he's tired of the stuff you're saying. He got his Gucci flip-flops outside waiting on you. So, thank you.
Wow.
Maybe we'll go have a mimosa or something. Or
was that good or bad?
That was not good, Stardy.
I think you want to hit a corner whip.
I need a mimosa.
That was not good.
He said his dad.
But you call him a flipper.
Oh, yeah,
he said flip-flops. No, yeah, okay. But he's got Gucci flip-flops for you because...
You don't mind flipping, you don't mind saying what's really on your mind at that moment.
New information, Mark.
A couple nuggets. Tom Brady's first playoff run, here was his three games. 60 for 97, 62% from the passing completion, 190 yards, one touchdown, one interception.
You know what was so funny?
It was
funny
Jimmy G's first play. I'm sorry, Tom Brady's first playoff run.
You know what's so funny about that playoff run? I remember in the Super Bowl, it was tied up, Rams-Patriots. John Madden, the great John Madden, was on a call with Pat Summerall.
Boom!
I think it was Pat Summerall's maybe last Super Bowl he called. And Madden, before that possession, says, I think the Patriots should just kneel down and play for overtime because of the trust factor with Tom Brady. There were skeptics out there saying, like, you know what, he's a game manager. He goes out there, leads them to the game with a field goal, Vinatieri kicks it. But he was a quote-unquote game manager or a guy who just controlled the game. Run the football, safe passes, and that's where Garoppolo's at right now.
He's a puppy in his playoff career, man. This was his first game.
Let's go to Dickie in Redwood City. What's going on, Dickie? How you doing?
I'm doing. Just wanted to say that yes, Jimmy T has right.
Yeah, what's up?
Two Super Bowl rings. He has two Super Bowl rings, and the thing I wanted to ask, him being on the sideline, does that change anything about his grading that he was there to witness a whole bunch of playoff games? Thank you, guys.
What do you think?
That doesn't qualify. We know the experience does, and we hyped it up. We didn't hype it up. We talked about it before Saturday, last Saturday, Bonte, and maybe that had people thinking that experience is going to turn into, it's like a coupon, 300 yards and four touchdowns. It doesn't work that way. And real quick, to the masses, what are the Niners? On a good day, their offense has been a run-first team.
Exactly.
So they've never been predicated on Dan Marino's Dolphins, you know, to the Mark brothers. That's not who they are.
Stay away from the Jimmy O no throws. Take care of the ball in the pocket. Niners going to win a
hot. The interception hurt him, huh, Steiny? I know it was one interception in the when it happened before half, and then they ran the ball. That hurt Jimmy.
All right, so I'm looking at the phone callers, and there's somebody from SJ who's saying they are Dana Stubblefield. You think we'll be able to recognize the voice?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you know what?
Should be.
It better be him, because the nerve of somebody to call in and say they're him.
Here we go.
What's going on, Dana Stubblefield? How you doing, man?
Guys, what's happening?
It's him.
That might be Dana.
What's up, Dana?
That might be Dana.
It's me. What are you talking about?
That might be Dana.
Yeah, D, that's me.
It sounds like Dana Stubblefield. Talk to me, Dana.
Help us out, D.
Come on, Goo. What's going on with y'all, man?
Talk to us.
Hey, I would just comment on the Jimmy. So when I came in to the 49ers in 93, that was the first year Joe left to Kansas City. And all the whole year, everybody kept talking about is, can Steve do it? Is Steve the guy? There were so many 49er fans that didn't like Steve,
right,
because of the whole transition with Joe. You look back at when we won the Super Bowl, and on the sideline, Steve says, pull the monkey off my back.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, you know, I'm past the Joe Montana thing. You know, the whoever comes in as a great player, it's like when J.J. Stokes was drafted. They were comparing, oh, this is the next Jerry Rice.
Right.
You know, J.J. Stokes, you know. So whoever comes in and plays at a high level, which is expected when you come with the Niners, they're compared to that person before them. You know what I mean? Steve Young was compared to Joe. Alex Smith was compared to Steve. Jeff Garcia was compared to Steve. Elvis Gerback, who took over for Steve at some times when Steve was benched, went down to Dallas and beat Dallas in Dallas, was compared to Steve. So whoever comes in, these guys are going to be compared to the great players before them. You know?
Yeah. Do you think it's fair, Dana?
No, I don't think it's fair. It puts a lot of pressure on that athlete, on that you know, on that person. If you listen to what Coach Shanahan said yesterday in his press conference, we don't need to reinvent the wheel.
Hey,
we don't need to reinvent the wheel.
Let me throw this at you, Dana. Just name me a quarterback, let's say, who's a better passer than Jimmy Garoppolo. Just throw a name out there.
You know, that's playing now?
Yeah.
There is none. I don't think there is one.
Mahomes?
Well, Here's what I'm getting at, Dan. You tell me if you think I'm right. Let's just take Drew Brees. Let's say the 49ers had Drew Brees right now, quarterback. I think right. Kyle Shanahan would play the exact same way he's trying to play now. In other words, I don't think he'd say, well, we got Brees. Let's throw for 40 times.
Right.
What do you
right.
think?
Understandable. I agree with you on that. Guys, understand this. All those NFC Championship games against the Green Bay Packers in Dallas that you guys said Steve lost, I was on those teams. Our game plan changes week to week. To get the packages change week to week. Okay, yes, we put them all in training camp, but we don't use them during the season. So what Jimmy G has to do on a week-in and week basis, obviously, is whoever they're playing, that's what he has to do. He's got so many weapons surrounding him, he doesn't have to light up the stadium like the Steve Young did in the Super Bowl. He doesn't have to throw for five super touchdowns. He's got so many great players around him, it takes the pressure off him.
Well, we're being joined right now by former 49er Dana Stubblefield. We're 98% sure he's the real deal.
I'm 99, former DPO, yeah.
Three-time Pro Bowler, right. DPOI. Defensive lineman. Hey, so Dana, you check out the show every once in a while, huh?
I listen to you guys every day.
Yes,
what
you guys?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Wow, that makes me that's flattering, Dana. Yeah.
I tell you what, we'd love to get you up here for an hour or so to come join us in studio, maybe Super Bowl week or the week before.
Dude, you got my number. Let me know. My 8-year-old daughter Jordan. 95. That's all we listen to. 95.
Wow.
Set a game.
Sweet.
That is unbelievable.
That's awesome. Hey, Dana, my producer does want you to stay on the line. He just wants to chat about probably that number, make sure he has it. So thanks so much for calling in, man.
Hey, guys, I love the show. You guys are doing a great job. And you know what? I want to take my hat off to Bosa, who is a beast out there killing it. You know, that dude is just. He's setting a whole nother level to pass rushing.
Man, he's and that's you know what, Dana? Stuff. He was just voted Pro Football Writer of America's Defensive Rookie of the Year this year. So he's
there you go.
Changed that whole defense.
Great stuff, man.
Thanks, Dana.
All right, Dana, take care, buddy.
Appreciate you, man.
All right,
Dana Stubblefield, former 49er.
Wow.
Damn. Prolific,
God damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Compass, did you get all that sound we're going to need about Stubblefield listens every day?
Him and his daughter.
Make sure that's in the Pro Bowl in an hour.
Hey, we should definitely try to get him in studio for an hour, one of the Super Bowl weeks.
Yes, sir.
Niners are going. They're going, right?
Oh, they're beating the Packers.
Feels great, baby.
I think so.
All right, I feel real good about that.
Coming up next. We've got Cam Inman of the Bay Area News Group. Tough act to follow, Dana Stubblefield, but if anybody can do it, it's Cam Inman, and he'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We have Cam. We have Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. Been covering the 49ers for, I'd say, upwards of two decades. That's 20 years for those of you scoring at home. Hey, Cam, what's going on?
Still waiting to see my first Super Bowl victory, Matt.
Wow, I feel for you. I mean, how do you make it through year to year?
Although, you know, growing up in the Bay Area, I mean, I saw those victories. Those were my formative years growing up in Cupertino, watching Joe Montana and the gang going from in the early 80s, winning their Super Bowls. And then I think at the same time, I liked the Raiders, too. I was the perfect Bay Area front-running bandwagon fan. Whoever was winning, and it didn't even have to be the Bay Area. It'd be like the Reds, the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Padres. I'm trying to remember all the hats I made my mom buy me because I liked everybody.
Hey, can we get you to call in on another line? Cam?
Oh, is it bad?
Yeah, it's I'd say it's a C minus.
Let's get Comcast over here. All right, call me on my cell. I'll be right there.
All right, thanks, Cam Inman.
Wow,
Cam Inman following up Dana Stubblefield. Dana Stubblefield just out of nowhere called us up and talked some 49er football. So here you go. There's the invitation. Joe Montana.
How you feel about Cam?
Joe Montana, you want to call? We'll take your call.
Or Jimmy G.
I'm a Pennsylvania guy, Joe. Yeah. So you know. You want to do that? I also like John Taylor. John Taylor, I'd like to call in.
Look at this guy.
For
Vontae,
sure.
Vontae, seen him in the restaurant.
And I like Brent Jones.
I wrote
like
a John Taylor Brent jersey Jones. Last week. I had a John Taylor jersey.
Brent Jones, we know you're out there listening. So,
Jerry Rice, well, which he calls in.
Come on in and call
Carmen Policy, he joined us on a pregame show. He listens all the time.
Andy D.
He loves us.
Hey, Cam, how much of Saturday's game and the 49ers running the ball so much do you think was based on the fact that Minnesota couldn't stop it or... You know what? Let's take a little pressure off Jimmy Garoppolo in his first playoff game.
Well, I think it was probably more of the let's keep running it over and over again because it's working and we don't need to risk turning it over or getting our quarterback hurt. You know, he threw the interception early in the second half, and I don't think people were too high on it. But I don't think that's why they shut it down. I mean, he was 3 of 6 passing after halftime because they didn't need him to pass. They just needed to chew the ball or chew the clock. Run the ball. The fact that they ran it 47 times is astounding. And if you can do that on any club, they're going to do it. So, and they did it with Tevin Coleman, a guy that hadn't been running that much. So he was fresh. And now Raheem Mostert and Matt Breida are fresh too, in case Coleman's a little bit tired coming Sunday. But I don't think he will be. I mean, his style also like suited that game a little bit more, where they were a little bit more physical and kind of running between the tackles more, especially near the goal line.
Hey, Cam, we're talking about the quarterback position for the Niners, and I'm telling the fellas, and I believe this to the core, that if Jimmy's name was Tony, it wouldn't matter. The fact that Joe Montana, Steve Young were so successful, they both won the Super Bowl, it's almost unfair to any Niner quarterback that would be in this position, and that's why people are dissecting Jimmy's performance through those lenses.
Well, I don't think I'd use the word unfair. I think it's just that's the standard that's set, and it's a great standard. And I don't think it's a negative thing, you know. And I look back to when Aaron Rodgers got drafted by the Packers when we were back in the 2005 draft in New York. And I asked him, and I said, "Wow, you know, you're going to Green Bay. You're going to have to follow a Hall of Famer in Brett Favre." And he goes, "Well, Steve Young did it behind Joe Montana." And it's just a competitive quarterback.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.